From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Representatives of the United States, France, and Russia are meeting with officials from Iran at the headquarters of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna today. They're trying to iron out details of a proposal to send most of Iran's low-enriched uranium out of the country for further processing. However, it is not clear Iran is committed to the plan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Vienna.
The technical talks here today and tomorrow have huge political and strategic implications. At stake is whether Iran is ready to let other countries process the bulk of its uranium for use in a research facility. Under the proposal, Russia and France would enrich and process almost 75% of Iran's declared stockpile of low-enriched uranium into higher grades to power a medical research reactor in Tehran. Iran tentatively agreed to the idea at a meeting with six world powers in Geneva earlier this month. The plan would remove a potential threat that Iran might process that uranium to make a bomb. But ahead of today's talks, Iran is signaling it's not ready to agree to those terms. Iran's state-run press TV reports that the Islamic Republic wants only to buy low-enriched uranium for its research reactor. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
Authorities in central China plan to relocate some 15,000 residents following a lead poisoning scandal. Tests of children near the country's largest lead smelting base found more than 1,000 children had unhealthy levels of lead in their blood. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The English-language China Daily newspaper quoted the mayor of Jiyuan City in central Henan province as saying that the government was currently looking for suitable sites for residents to relocate to so that the lead smelters could continue operations. Lead smelters employ 10,000 of Jiyuan's 670,000 residents. The city has profited as lead smelters in other countries have shut down and lead prices have shot up. Some of the firms in Jiyuan were shut down this summer after residents protested the poisoning of their children. Thousands of children have been poisoned by lead in several reported incidents this year in Shanxi, Hunan, and Yunnan provinces. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Hurricane Rick that is swirling off Mexico's Pacific coast has become weaker. Chris Lancey is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Rick has weakened slightly. It's down to 125 mile per hour winds, but that still makes it a Category 3 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale, and it's still a dangerous hurricane.
The hurricane watch is up for southern Baja California. Forecasters say Hurricane Rick could veer into resorts at the tip of the Baja California Peninsula. Japanese share prices closed lower today following losses on Wall Street Friday. The Nikkei average fell by 21 points, or 0.2%. This is NPR News. After years of severe drought in the southeastern U.S., a deluge of rainfall has brought reservoir levels back to normal. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Green reports.
At the height of the drought in 2007, major reservoirs in the southeast were almost dry. This led Georgia's Governor Sonny Perdue to lead a prayer service asking for rain. In the past 2 months, more than a foot of rain has fallen on the southeast, including 15 inches in Atlanta. That's about twice the usual amount of rainfall, according to the National Weather Service. At Lake Hartwell, a major source of drinking water for Georgia and South Carolina, water levels have risen 3 feet in recent weeks. At Lake Lanier, Atlanta's main source of drinking water, reservoir levels are full for the first time in 2 years. As recently as December, the lake was 20 feet below pool level. This comes as a relief to state officials who have worried about how to deal with the intense drought. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Atlanta.
There's a report of fighting along three fronts near the Afghan border in Pakistan today. According to intelligence officials, troops fought militants on the ground while fighter jets bombed insurgent positions in South Waziristan. Both the Pakistani army and the Taliban have claimed early victories. Also today, Senator John Kerry and Central Command Chief General David Petraeus are in Pakistan meeting with top officials. Petraeus oversees the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Kerry is expected to try to ease tensions with Pakistan and the army over a multi-billion-dollar U.S. aid package that some in Pakistan say comes with unacceptable conditions. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.